Hey, welcome back inside the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. The start of the NBA season. It is still a few months away, but never too early to get some preseason predictions from our very own at SB Nation Radio. That, of course, is Joe George, who you can listen to right here on our network at the Late Late Show, Sunday evenings from 11 p. to 1 a. with the weekend recap. And all I have to say is, Joe, it's good to have you back in the saddle, but how was your summer? And I have to ask you, too, I loved your Twitter pic interviewing Jimmy Butler. So what was that experience like?
Yeah, that was really cool for me. So when Team USA was here in Houston, where we're located, I got to watch them play in person, which was a cool experience in itself, seeing a super team like that play against Nigeria, and it was total domination. I was bummed I didn't get to see Kyrie and Paul George. Both of them did not play, which was disappointing. But yeah, after the game, I got to interview Jimmy Butler, which was a really cool experience being from Chicago. I had very limited opportunity to cover the Bulls while I was living there before I moved to Houston. I wasn't really in the business yet when I was living in Chicago, so it was a cool kind of experience to talk to Jimmy, and he's from the area. He's from Tomball, which isn't too far away from Houston.
That's right.
So it was cool to talk to him about coming home basically in back-to-back games, because they played in Chicago and then they played in Houston. So for him, he was really just playing at home back-to-back, so it was a cool experience for sure.
Do you think Jimmy will live up to expectations now as the Bulls leader? I mean, how do you see his role with Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. They all three have said repeatedly that there's three alphas on the team, and Wade and Rondo have both said that it's Jimmy's team. He's the leader. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, because Jimmy, to me, he doesn't seem like the alpha male leader type necessarily. Or I think he tries to be, but I'm not sure that's really where he fits best in a locker room. I think they would be better off if he took a step back still and he let Dwayne Wade kind of lead this team to wherever they're trying to go. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think Jimmy's going to take the next step, but as a leader, I'm not sure. But on the basketball court, I think he will for sure.
How will the Olympic experience help him in the NBA? How do you see this translating in that arena?
I think it'll help in some ways. I don't think the Olympic game translates all that much. And really, Jimmy didn't shoot the ball that much. That's the one thing that I take away from the Olympics that I didn't like, is that Jimmy, he did play to his role, which is good, because with Rondo and Wade, Jimmy Butler's role is going to be driving to the paint and shooting and hopefully extending his shot to the three-point line. So if he learns from Team USA that playing in your role is the best thing to do, then that can really help him and the Bulls going forward. I'm just not sure too much what he really did learn, though, because I don't think they didn't utilize him in all the ways they could have. They just really focused him on being a defensive guy.
I think one of the benefits is that he's already going to be in the groove. He will have already found his rhythm. I'm not going to say that he's in midseason form, but he has competed against some of the best that basketball has to offer.
No, I think it's going to help for sure, and they're going to need to come out right away and be hot, because the Eastern Conference this year is going to be a lot better. And the Bulls, we don't know what they are. They might be an 8 seed. They might be a 4 seed. They might be the third pick in the lottery. Like, I don't know what to expect from the Bulls this year. And honestly, when I look at the Olympic experience and who it helps the most, it's not Jimmy Butler for me. It's Nikola Mirotic and what he did with Spain.
Nice, yeah, absolutely.
Because he struggled so much last year. After nearly winning Rookie of the Year and only losing because of Andrew Wiggins, his year two was awful in what should have been a successful year in the new offense with Fred Hoiberg. And when he played for Spain, he looked like how he did back to his rookie season. So I'm hoping Nikola Mirotic is actually the one that makes the big leap this year, because he's a special player. He can do a lot of things from basically every role of the court. He can shoot outside, inside, mid-range. He plays decent defense, and he can pass the ball pretty well. So if Mirotic can learn from Gasol still this Olympics and then now going home without him, it's going to be interesting. He could be a huge part of this team going forward.
Our very own from SB Nation Radio, Joe George, is with us tonight right here at the Big East Sports Show. And as we zero in on the Chicago Bulls, what do you think the identity is going to be for Fred Hoiberg's for his team this year?
I'm not sure, because I thought Fred Hoiberg wanted to run a run-and-gun style offense and fast break and good defense. And Rondo and Wade are old. Rondo did lead the league in assists last year, so he should, in theory, get players open more. But Wade and Rondo, they're not that run-and-gun style that the Chicago Bulls want to use, or at least we thought they did, or is Robin Lopez. So I'm not really sure what to expect from Fred Hoiberg's offense this year in the Chicago Bulls. I just I don't think they know their identity. They got rid of Derek and Joakim Noah, and they said they wanted to become younger and more athletic, and they brought in Wade and Rondo, which is the opposite of both of those things. And to the extreme opposites, Dwayne Wade is not young nor athletic, and Rondo is not really athletic. He never really has been, and he's not young either. So I'm not really sure what the identity of this Bulls team. And like as I was saying before, that's why I can't put like a finger on them, because I can't tell if they're going to be really good or just awful. It's going to be – I don't think there's going to be much of a middle ground with this team in anything.
Do you think Fred's going to coach them harder?
I would hope so. I think he will, and that's where –
But how is Rondo going to respond to that?
Well, see, I don't think he's going to coach them like Rick Carlisle did, because I don't think Fred Hoiberg has that in him. That's not who he is as a person. It seems like it's just he's not that intense of a guy. But I think when you look at Fred Hoiberg's coaching style – maybe his won't change too much. He might be more aggressive. But the guy who's going to push this young team, that's going to be Wade. That's going to be Rondo, and that's going to be Butler.
And he's got that championship experience.
Wade's basically going to be like a coach on this team. He's going to try to teach these guys to help them evolve, to teach them how to play basketball the right way, how to practice the right way, and just how to overall grow your game. And I think this team, if they let Wade and Hoiberg be the leaders – and Jimmy doesn't reject the style that Hoiberg brings like it seemed to last year, the sky is still the limit for them.
SB Nation Radio, Joe George is with us tonight right here at the Big E Sports Show. What a great way to have him here in hour number one as we zero in on his Chicago Bulls. What's going to be the biggest challenge for them? Is it meshing all these different, very strong, strong-willed guys and personalities? Is it going to be chemistry?
Yeah, it's going to be chemistry and health are going to be the two keys. Nikola Mirotic has had health issues before, as is Dwayne Wade. Rondo has at times, and so is Jimmy Butler. So really top to bottom, this team has had a lot of health issues. So trying to figure out how to put all these new pieces in, because you've got Mirotic and you've got Butler, and then the rest of your core around them, I mean, it's Denzel Valentine, the rookie from Michigan State. You got Jerry and Grant coming in. You've got Robin Lopez. You've got Dwayne Wade. You've got Rajon Rondo. Besides basically Mirotic, McDermott, Taj Gibson, and Butler, it's a new roster. So that is the biggest challenge, is chemistry, for sure.
How do you see things playing out for them in the Eastern Conference? The Eastern Conference is getting better.
Yeah, I will say I think the Bulls are probably going to – I think they're going to miss the playoffs, because I'm expecting –
Really?
I do expect the Knicks to make the playoffs this year. I don't expect Atlanta to make it. I don't think Dwight Howard is going to take that team to the playoffs. So I expect Atlanta to miss it. But I do expect Milwaukee to take the step they were supposed to take last year. I think Jabari Parker is a bona fide superstar. It's not just because he's from Chicago. He does everything the right way. He plays decent defense. He's got a good shot. He's a great teammate. And Giannis Antetokounmpo is now the new point guard of this team. He's incredible. He's 6'9". He's playing point guard. He's going to dominate the NBA like we haven't seen since Magic Johnson at the point guard position.
Okay, so we're running out of time. Come on, give some love to Tom Thibodeau.
In the Western Conference, Minnesota is definitely going to be like a top five seed. But the best surprise team in the West this year will be the Utah Jazz. They will be a top three seed in the Western Conference this year.
Okay, Joe George has been with us tonight in hour number one at SB Nation Radio. And, of course, reach out to our audience. Joe, where can they listen to you on Sunday evenings?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at JoeGeorge27 and listen from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time on SBNationRadio.com.
Stick around. Mitch Lawrence is coming your way. NBA columnist and host on Sirius XM NBA Radio.